The Sacred Arts at Second series at Second Presbyterian Church strives to explore little-known connections between the sacred and the secular, two worlds that weren't all that far apart for American composer Leonard Bernstein. As we mark the 100th anniversary of Bernstein's birth, it's perhaps not surprising that his music is being performed this season at the church. There's a concert on Thursday evening, and excerpts from his Mass will also be included in services this Sunday. Dr. Michelle Lauer, Director of Music and Fine Arts at Second Presbyterian, stopped by to discuss what she's learned about the famous composer while preparing for this week.
Leonard was actually quite a humanitarian throughout his life. The things that compelled him and rooted him in his life was his Jewish faith, but at the same time, there was great tension within that as he was negotiating his own sexuality, his own orientation to the world. And he was committed most of all to this universal principle of love and acceptance for all. What's interesting about Leonard Bernstein's secular music is often these themes of reconciliation, of hope, of compassion and care for one another undergird these secular works, and we're not looking for it. So, for instance, West Side Story, when we think about this most famous of Broadway works, not only did it engage in this dialogue of classical music, so some operatic elements to it, with more secular rhythms and music of the populace, it really engaged in this theme of the gang riots and two separate immigrant groups in New York City. Sadly, that's still an issue that we're struggling with today, the acceptance of immigrants, the acceptance of those who are different from us. So in that sense, West Side Story is very much a work that's connected to our sacredness as human beings, our spirituality as beings. Same thing goes for Trouble in Tahiti and A Quiet Place. You know, that's the Broadway show and then the later opera. Trouble in Tahiti is essentially making fun of 1950s suburbia, where we're putting on a mask, we're putting on a face, and everything is just fine, when in reality, there's suffering and despair and loneliness underneath that veneer of everything being all right. By the time he gets around 30 years later to writing A Quiet Place, we have a piece like Dee Dee's Aria, which will be sung by one of our section leaders, Caitlin Stewart. Dee Dee's Aria is about severe grief and a dysfunctional family that's fallen apart from its suburban perfect whiteness back in the 50s. Now it's 1980. So we're less afraid of talking about these very powerful emotions and experiences. So those are just two examples of how this secular music still speaks to our spirit and how Leonard Bernstein's commitment to humanity and these universal values of love and acceptance have informed his secular music.
Sing God a simple song, loud on laudate. Make it up as you go along, loud on laudate.
And that's in an October 18th concert.
Yes.
So, and then the Sunday after that concert, you actually have more Bernstein music.
We do. We are incorporating movements from Leonard Bernstein's Mass into our Protestant worship service. So just like Leonard was a crossover artist, we're being a little bit of a crossover church.
Sure.
If you will, there are universal texts of, you know, Lord have mercy and glory to God that transcend denominational experience. But it'll be a fascinating experience for our congregation to hear anew these texts in a more jazz-influenced and rhythmic setting.
Dr. Michelle Lauer is Director of Music and Fine Arts at Second Presbyterian Church. A concert of Bernstein's music will be presented Thursday evening at 7 at the church. And on Sunday, excerpts from his Mass will be included in services at 9:30 and 11 o'clock.